squandered fortune like no other entertainer in life. Why now Michael Jackson may actually be worth more in death. His albums are dominating the bestseller list on Amazon right now. Here with us for his take, Matt Miller, editor of the Forbes Celebrity List, and our own Steve Forbes, who joins us in studio. Matt, let's go through the assets and the debts, if we can, quickly. The biggest asset, I guess, he had were the Beatles, the rights to the Beatles songs. That was, it wasn't 100% of the rights, was it?
No, it was 50% of the rights. He actually bought them and actually outbid Paul McCartney for those. It's the biggest asset he has is the Sony ATV partnership. It is rights of his own songs and some of the Beatles songs, along with a lot of other stuff. And reports are that it's worth more than $1 billion. But the problem is his liability side is quite large. It's estimated that he has at least $500 million in debt. Wow. And really, Michael Jackson had a spending problem, which caused a liquidity problem. They said in his 2003 or 2005 trial that he spent like a billionaire but had the income of a millionaire. So I think that was really the major problem for Michael Jackson.
All right. Well, very quickly about his debts. He borrowed about $200 million from Bank of America over time. What were some of the other debt loads?
Well, you know, he was facing a lot of different lawsuits and that sort of thing. Neverland Ranch actually went into was going to go into foreclosure, and Colony Capital came in and actually bought it up from him, and he was just a title holder on that. He had a lot; he was facing a lot of lawsuits from lawyers, from the son of the Sheikh of Bahrain, who had given him millions of dollars. So there were a lot of things that were pressing him into this concert tour that he was supposed to do in London next month.
All right. Well, the strange, odd thing, and there are many odd things about Michael Jackson, but he may actually be worth more dead than alive because of the fact he's not going to be spending any money now, and there are precedents for people like Elvis Presley who continue to make tens of millions of dollars after death, right?
That's right. We have a dead celebrities list that actually looks at the estates of celebrities. Elvis Presley does very well, tens of millions of dollars a year. Michael Jackson should be able to do the same. The problem is in the short term and how to alleviate the problems of the concert tour and those cancellations to deal with the cash and liquidity issues. This estate probably goes into bankruptcy, gets itself cleaned up, and then in the future, 5-10 years from now, you'll actually see this thing make some money.
Steve, in some ways, Michael Jackson, he was always brilliant as an entertainer, but in some ways, he was brilliant as a business person as well. Buying the Beatles, the rights to the Beatles song for $47 million, now they're worth $1 billion. Great businessman, but what led to his business downfall? Was it too many enablers around him?
It happens to a lot of entertainers, as Matt and others have written about, is that you do get hangers-on, you do create these entourages, you do feel that it's going to go on forever, and these incomes do not go on forever. And so he was very smart in realizing that songs do live forever, and you can get royalties on an ongoing basis. But in terms of his own spending, he assumed it was always going to be 1983, 1985, where piles of money come in, you sell 100 million albums, it was always going to happen. You get accustomed to it, and you can't, there's no one around you to say, throttle back, you're in a new world.
It's